This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abba. We're continuing in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Yud. The Mechaber said that if somebody owns their own Sefer Torah, they could sell it and do with the money whatever they want, as long as it wasn't designated to read Barabim. But v'yesh misha oiser, there are those who aser, elam kain, lo mai Torah elisa isha. There are those who aser, unless to learn Torah or to get married. Says Mishavos of Katan Samach Beis, v'yesh misha oiser, uladeya zu, afilu shiva tuve yoir, b'maymet anshiir, gam kain asurin limkar sefer Torah l'shtamish b'dameha. According to this opinion, even shiva tuve yoir, b'maymet anshiir, cannot sell a Sefer Torah and use the money. Elam kein hu tayelas b'shvil limud ha-Torah, unless it's a benefit for learning, v'machar, and if they do sell it, tzarich liknos b'dameh Sefer Torah acharas. They would have to buy with the money another Sefer Torah. Regarding the minhag today that many people sell svarim and they buy others, it's written earlier in the name of the Taz that when you buy it originally, the das is that you're going to use it as long as it's needed, and if you find another one, you'll buy another one, even if you didn't explicitly make this tonight. Let's say someone sold a Sefer Torah and he didn't know you're not supposed to, and he wants to retract. Kaf HaChaim says the buyer could say, I hold like this first shita in the Mechaber that you're allowed to sell it, so you can't, no backsies. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Umalavush yaradeh amashna debeshiva tuvei erba maimed anshiir lekuli yam amato shtamish b'dameha. From the Levush and Yoradei, it's mashma that if you sell it with the Shiva Tuvair in the presence of the city, according to everyone, you could use the money. Kasa Magen Avram, the Dafka B'Sefer Torah, the Magen Avram writes, only in a Sefer Torah. Aval B'Tashmishe Kedusha. But if it's Tashmishe Kedusha, L'Kol Yama Mutter B'Yachad L'Machar L'Shtamish L'Meh Komash Yirtzo, everyone would agree, a Yachad could sell a mantle of a Sefer Torah, Mi Omeya Mechaber B'Yoradei, Reish Pei Beis, if Yurches Muchach, Tiyesh Misha Oyser Svirulei. From the Mecharin Yoradea, it's Muchach that this Yesh Misha Oymer holds that Afilu B'Tashmishe Nami also Ishtamish B'Dameha, that even by Tashmishe Kedusha, you can't use the money. The Yachid Ein Loikach Keshiva Tuva Eir B'Maimin Ancheho Eir. An individual over his own is not as powerful as the Shiva Tuva Eir B'Maimin Ancheho Eir. Now, I don't know why that would be. How could the Shiva Tuva'ir, B'maimin Anshir, be, why would they be stronger than a Yachid? A Yachid, B'shaloi, is the sole arbiter, owner, proprietor. Why would he be any less than Shiva Tuva'ir, B'maimin Anshir, who are only representative of the people? So the Levush is mashma, like I'm saying, but from the Mechaber in Yoradei, it seems like the Shiva Tuva'ir may have an edge over even an individual on his own. Kasu Achrim, Dafilu B'Sefer Torah, Kanam Etchila Sefer Torah K'dei L'machra. The Achrim say, if you purchase a Sefer Torah to sell it, V'chol Shekeinim Kibla B'choiv, certainly, if let's say you receive the Sefer Torah as a debt, Pashut demutter lemachra lekul yam. It's pashut that it's mutter to sell according to everyone. Uleshtamish b'dameh lemashiyurtza, and use its money for whatever you need. Isu b'yardei simin ayin reish deshari svarim dinan kesefer Torah. We find in Yoradei simin ayin reish other svarim are like a sefer Torah. V'aser lemachran, you're now to sell them. Ella lomay tar lisa isha. So you're now to sell svarim. But you're allowed to buy them, by the way. Did I ever mention that? You could purchase the svarim. That you can. Just pointing out. So The question is, could you have a svarim store? How could you have a svarim store? You know how to sell svarim? Because you know.
But he's a shliach for the person that wrote them.
Mm-hmm. Right. The truth is, it depends. If the svarim store buys it on consignment, so they don't own it, they're not selling it. The writer. No, but you know, it's a trick question. It's only, you know, it's published, so otherwise there's no way for people to get them. But if you purchased a sefer, now you don't want it anymore, you can't sell it. So that's what it, in your Adeus and Reish Ayin, we say that Shari Sram Din Gzev Tev Asr L'machron, you know how to sell it. What do you do if you have a lot of svarim? Ramosha says in your Adeya, Chilak Aleph Sim Kuf Samach Gimel, Mutter Loi Limkar, you could sell some of them. However, the Peleoid says, even if you have multiple copies, you can't sell it. Because in the Sefer Hasidim, quoted by the Chidon Ladvash Lefi, he brought a Maisa who had a Zohar, an extra copy, and he sold it. And they called out in a dream, Behema, which stands for Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. I once had a Persian babysitter. And she asked if she has an extra copy of the Zohar. And she was afraid to sell it. She had a mamish, a pachad to sell it. So at the time, I didn't know where that came from. You know, where it came from. So al pi Kabbalah, if you you have an extra copy of the Sefer, it's better not to sell it. On the other hand, if you have an extra copy of the Sefer and there's another set that you don't have and you don't change it for that set, then maybe they would also show you the letters Beis, Hey, Mem, Hey in a dream. Because if you're just sitting around and you have two Zayars, but you don't have Tikkuni Zayar, so you're not going to get Tikkuni Zayar? So trade it in. If you don't do that, they might show you those four letters also. Anyway, Lahalacha, Rav Moshe says if you have an extra copy, you could sell it. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. V'hinei poikasa mechabad yeh shtei deyos afilu b'sefer Torah. Basically, we have a stira. In Yoredeya, it says other svarim have a din of a sefer Torah and you're now to sell it. And here, the mechaber brings the deya, you could even sell a sefer Torah itself. So how could actual svarim be more chamer than a sefer Torah? And a sefer Torah, the mechaber brings a day you're allowed to sell, and svarim in your day, he says you're not allowed to sell. Now that's talking about efshe d'shamayir kishikdisha l'rabim likrois by. There it's talking about when you open up a library and you designate it for the rabbin, then you can sell it. But if it's your own personal, then there are two opinions in the mechaber. It's not going to be more chumer than a sefer Torah itself. Lilmoy Torah, haynu lehisparnes bedamav berevach. What does it mean you're allowed to sell svarim to learn Torah? That is to use the profits. Actually, when I was learning in Kailal, my grandfather brought over from Europe many svarim. You might see some in the background. But he brought over a manuscript of the Sefer Maaseh Rav from the Gra. The Gra didn't write it. A Sofer wrote one of the early editions of Maaseh Rav. So I needed to get through Kailal. So I sold it in an auction. I sold it. I think one of the Kamenetskys in Eretz Yisrael bought it. But you're allowed to sell a Sefer Lomai Torah. Okay. V'kasav oid, d'tzarchi in a moichon sefer Torah l'knois gemara poiskum perushayan. They write further, are you allowed to sell a sefer Torah to buy a gemara, poiskim, and their commentaries, the hatam, the moichon sefer Torah b'shul tam ha-Torah, mishum delimad gadol shmei v'dei maisa, imkein hu adin efshe d'chai gavna nami, di efshe lomad b'loi svarim, you can't learn without svarim. So it's a shayla, you're allowed to sell it, sefer Torah, to buy svarim. Gadol limud shmei v'dei maisa. Let's say somebody wants to learn from a Rebbe. Could they sell a Sefer Torah to pay for their own tuition? Chassam Sefer says, yeah. Yes, you could. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here. Okay? Kol tov, everyone. Hatzlacha rabba. Have a good day. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.